OMG. Did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvellous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast. The headlines at 3 o'clock. Yes, we're talking about being authentic in media interviews. Now, the number one bit of advice you usually hear about being authentic in the media is just be yourself, you know? Just be yourself. Yeah, be yourself. Just be yourself. Yeah? But what if yourself isn't great? Just being yourself is an issue for many of us because, let's face it, we've all got aspects of ourselves we'd really rather not broadcast. Also, when you're live on air or being interviewed on TV, radio, or even a podcast, it is nerve-wracking. Your palms are sweaty, adrenaline is coursing through your veins. In short, you're crapping yourself. Even seasoned broadcasters with years of on-air experience struggle with this. In my career, the spike of anxiety I got when the mic went live never really went away, and trying to look authentic and in control is always a struggle. So let's get into it. Here are some ideas on how to appear authentic in the media. Number one, think about your values. Now, when preparing for your media interview, don't just consider how you're going to line up all the facts and points that you want to trot out. Think about framing what you'll say in terms of your values. And by values, I don't mean something your business might print on a mouse mat. I'm talking about what you stand for. Maybe that's honesty, integrity, respect, kindness, whatever your values are. You should express those values, the values you hold, in your answers. Okay, so for example, you might reply to a question like this. I believe in being open and truthful, so let me be straightforward. Or you might say, out of respect for everyone involved, I think it's important to state. Or you could say, in the spirit of fairness and equality, it's only right to mention. See what I'm doing here? We're flagging our values. Now, quick caveat here. I don't overdo it. Don't scroll through every available value you can think of and use this in front of every answer. Consider, you know, a value you honestly have and express it in your voice and why that matters and why you hold it dear. So that's a suggestion to use your values to appear authentic. Next, in a similar vein, opinions. Now they say, don't they, that opinions are like butts. Everyone's got one. And because of this, we're a little reticent about sharing our opinions, aren't we? We don't want to be judged. But don't confuse having an opinion with being opinionated. Opinions tell people who you are and what you stand for. And if that isn't a shortcut to authenticity, I don't know what is. So in an interview, tell people what you think, tell them your opinion, and explain why. So an opinion might be, I believe social media has a predominantly negative impact on society. It fosters unrealistic expectations and can lead to increased feelings of inadequacy and anxiety, especially among young people. There we go. What an opinion. But this is opinionated. Social media is ruining society completely. It's nothing but a breeding ground for misinformation. So yeah, that's opinionated. So opinions matter. If you want to be authentic, use them. Right, next. You can use stories and examples to sound authentic. Using stories when you're being interviewed or answering a journalist's question. I don't mean once upon a time type stories. I mean real life examples to illustrate your points. Micro moments, I suppose, or anecdotes work best. Keep them short and to the point. They add credibility and relatability. Stories are also really visual and so memorable. In fact, 63% of people remember a story. Just 5% of people remember a fact. You probably won't remember that. It's from a book called Made to Stick. So let's try this theory. What can you visualize about the story I'm going to tell you? Here we go. Right. I used to read the news on a hit music radio station. Now, one Saturday afternoon, a former colleague popped in to see me in the newsroom, and he cheekily asked if he could have a go at reading the news just for old time's sake. Now, I said, yeah, why not? I'm fairly sure the boss isn't listening. Just don't use your real name because you work for the competition. So he went, don't worry. He took the script into the little studio that we read the news from. It was about the size of a broom cupboard. The news jingle fired. He opened his mic fader. The red on-air light illuminated. And he said, the headlines at 3 o'clock. I'm... Yep, he'd forgotten to come up with a fake name. And in the pressure of the moment, he couldn't think one up. Now, what could you visualize about that story, which was true, by the way? Could you see him sweating and fumbling in the studio with the red light on and the music jingle playing? Of course you could. Stories are powerful. So find short anecdotes, probably shorter than mine, and examples to illustrate what you'd like to say. Don't make them up. Try them out on friends and colleagues first to gauge their impact. So those are my tips on adding authenticity to your media appearance. Share your values, use opinions and examples. And are you worried about forgetting your name live on air? Get in touch. Just search Marvelous Media Training or email hello@bitfamous.co.uk. Thanks for listening.